I want to welcome in the good doc this morning because we always like to talk about issues here involving men and women, husbands and wives, and sometimes never the twain do meet. But guess what? They do meet, and keeping them together is important. Part of that is knowing when to disagree, when not to disagree, and if you do disagree, how to go about it, put quotes around this, the right way. I want to see where the doc goes with this today. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think in a society where roughly 50% of marriages fail, it's really critical that we try to find ways to be able to fight, to argue, and still be civilized and still be able to stay together. And I think, you know, couples that can do that lead to long-time successful marriages. I will put you up as an example of someone who has done that. Not that you're fighting all the time, but somebody who
has. Probably in spite of myself rather than, and more for her forbearance on the distaff side there. But, you know, you make a good point that if you're going to be in for the long haul, you have to realize that there are things in the world that are worth, you know, drawing a line in the sand over. But there are many, 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 many things that are not.
Well, that is true. And I just mentioned some of the things here that I have seen over many years. We don't want to bring in family members and get everybody involved in everything. Okay. We don't want to be fighting in public, which we often will see if we're all people arguing. The mean look, call it what you will. Don't be fighting in front of your children. It's a very bad example. Kids then carry that, and it can make them feel very insecure. You want to deal with the problem you're dealing with at hand. Deal with it, address it. Don't just get together and then throw bombs at each other of all the other grievances that are held at the time, because then that leads to no problem solving and just anger and kind of a quietness, and which can lead to people separating and just breaking apart. I think you don't want to try to destroy your partner verbally. I've worked in situations where someone will win every argument, but they lose the marriage because the person really is not wanting to be arguing or being destroyed, but wants to communicate. So you have to be aware of that. You have to be patient when explaining what you have to say. If you have a particular concern, be patient. Make sure the other person can understand it. Then you have to actively listen, meaning you listen when the other person is presenting a concern. You don't just start attacking immediately, but you listen and you try to understand what is it that the person really is thinking or feeling. You don't have to completely agree.
In other words, hear them without spending that time working on your next assault.
And you also have to choose your fights. Okay, is this really important?
Yeah,
thing you're upset about?
That's it. Right.
And will it get the end result that you really want, or is it just going to make things worse? Try not to use the drama, the extreme, why was I born, you know, threatening to run away all the time or just going away then coming back. And if you're arguing or you're disagreeing, if it doesn't ultimately enhance the relationship and lead to some type of resolution to move forward, then it's really a waste of time and injustice is going to be hurting both of you and the family. So it's really pivotal that we really work on enhancing communication, trying to be a team, understand the other person, so we can cut out often years of just rancor, argumentative situations, and just try to have home be bay, you know, place where you can go and harbor, where you can just go in and relax and really enjoy your life.
So everything changes in society, and the only thing we can count on is change. And in 2017, people spend a lot of time on social media. They spend a lot of time on phones. Maybe they get ginned up by things that are supposed to outrage them here, there, or everywhere. Do you see that transfer over into marriages where, you know, it should be, you would hope that, yeah, as you say, a harbor, a refuge, a placid place where you're not going to be going at it, that what our society experiences right now can transfer over into some marriages and not in a good way?
Well, there's no question. There are also people that use Facebook or use the Internet or use communication on the Internet negatively. If they're mad at their spouse or whoever it might be, but let's just say the spouse that's what we're talking about today, they'll just throw it out there for everybody to see. Now, that is clearly not a good idea. And then I think in the bifurcated world we're in now in terms of politically, morally, call it whatever you will, many different ways, it leads to disagreements there where people sometimes are better off to stay off certain topics and just try to find all the areas that they have in common that they can work together, particularly if they're raising children, because children don't ask to come into the world. So when there's a divorce, you're not just impacting yourself, you're also impacting on the children. And I think we all accept a brutal, horrible marriage is worse for kids, but many marriages end just because people haven't worked to get along or they just want to do something different. It doesn't really take into account the negativity that it has on children.
Well, and you teach your kids a lesson with that, too. If you're willing to cash out rather cheaply at the pay window, you're teaching them a lesson for later in life that may not be a very good one either. I mean, sometimes, yes, there is no reconciliation, but there are marriages out there that fail where people have not given it a right good go.
Well, that is absolutely true, and unfortunately, I'll see that in someone who will be married a second time or third even, and I'll just say they wish they had worked on the first one because they realize, well, they realize
sure. That, no, I know that.
That there were going to be problems, but unfortunately, they may have a kid here, a kid over there, and that can be pretty devastating for children. Like, this is my mother, my father, my stepmother, and, I mean, all kinds of combinations. That's reality, but on the other hand, it'd be better if we could try to cultivate and maintain the nuclear family so the children grow up with their blood mother and father. I think that would make sense. I recognize we're dealing many different models and many different ones can work at times, but I just think the basic traditional, if you will, model would be one that we would be best to be trying to strive. We should strive to have it succeed and be more effective. And a lot of that relates to our topic today, which is really learning how to appropriately fight or disagree or argue in a marriage and have it really succeed in the marriage. And one thing, too, I mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. I always advise people, if you're going to start an argument, if you feel something's important, will it really get you what you want? Or are you best just to leave it alone? Because you may think bringing something up is going to make you feel better, but if it really makes the other person mad or really hurts their feelings, mm-hmm. will it resolve the issue? And if it really doesn't, and it's not something that's often critical, often people think it's critical, they think that that minute that's critical, but they have to really be working at deciding what is important and just working as a team. You know, people will spend hours deciding what car to buy. Okay, they'll spend hours deciding a trip they're going to take, but they won't be spending hours trying to learn how to get along best with their spouse and working as a team, or too often that occurs. So I think that that is like a garden, a relationship, and a marriage requires that you work at it, and you work on it every day, and you really try to make it the very best it can be. And if you do that over the years, like in a bank, you're going to have all kinds of savings, if you will. So if you are having a bad day or you're unreasonable, there's always an account there that will eventually make up for whatever you might say sometime or do even, and that can keep you together and keep the relationship for the kids, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, all the way down the generations. Those are really important things to work at. And if you have a spiritual base, it tends to be something mm-hmm. stronger, too, because you can have a spiritual sure. base in terms of a church and a community and people that have a similar worldview.
Well, you know, and you can get good tips from your parents, too. I mean, one of my moms, when I got married, was, and she said, you know, I'm going to pass along some things to you here and there, and, you know, you can let them go in one ear and out the other. But she really believes. She said, you know, and one of hers I've tried to keep. It hasn't always worked, but I've tried. So is my better half, is don't go to bed angry. Don't, you know, whatever it is, don't let it carry over to another day because, you know, to quote the famous movie, tomorrow is another day. And you'll have things that are coming at you on that next day, and you'll need to partner up and be a team. And I thought it was good advice. Overall,
that's excellent advice. I think that your mother was a wise woman. Is a wise woman.
Yep,
your dad certainly. Yeah, That's why you're the way you are, Dave, and a family man all the way around. Let's give your parents some credit.
Well, I do. Now, I did. Whatever I've done wrong in the world has been up to me. Whatever I've done right, you know, they helped plant the seed. No, and I'll give credit where credit is due.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I agree with you. It's good.
All right, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com. Go to that website. Check all the podcasts. There are many, many, many issues that are covered there at DrJohnB.com. You can go click on them to your leisure. Regional Psychological Services, they are in East Lansing. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Listen, have a great day.
You
bye
too.
Bye, Dave.
Morehead, morning wake up. This is 1320. Don't go away. WILS.